Hello, world. It's a beautiful Tuesday in Los Angeles. Welcome to my show, Fight for Sound, Life Coaching with a Twist. I am your host and life coach, Janet Kaleri. Thank you for being here and listening in. We're going to have a very, very fun show today. And just a little bit about myself. Sight for sound to me means when I see things as they truly are, I make sound choices in life. So the more I know myself, the more information I have to work with in terms of my values and what's important to me, using my intuition, making choices that are healthy for me, seeing things that I didn't see before, and using that information as tools to help me move forward in creating what I say is most important to me. And the coaching process is a fun, objective, confidential, non-judgmental relationship. And it is a relationship that you might choose to have if you have results in your life that you are not satisfied with, or if you have a dream or vision that you are passionate about and are ready and committed to making that happen. Perhaps you want to change careers. Perhaps you'd like your relationships to be better than they are. Maybe you want to feel more motivated. There's all kinds of reasons why people work with coaches. And coaching is results-based and forward-moving. It is not therapy or counseling. It is definitely a relationship in which you honor your past, because your past is why you are who you are today. And my mission in that is to ignite your potential, because I think that we are all unique and we all have a unique gift to offer the world and to offer ourselves and to uniquely express ourselves. And fully expressing ourselves, I think, is a way to strengthen the fabric of goodwill. So I really enjoy my work in terms of working with individuals or companies and organizations and finding the little nuggets inside that have not been revealed and bringing those to the table and asking a lot of questions. As a coach, I ask a lot of questions so that you come to the answers on your own, which empowers you, although I don't really like to use that word, empower, but what I mean is that when you come to an answer on your own, you hold it inside of yourself and you own it, rather than me giving you an answer. And me giving you an answer only weakens your potential in terms of who you are inside and your greatness that has yet to be revealed or revealed at a higher degree. And as always, I encourage you to call in to the show and feel free to ask questions or share your thoughts. If you want to be anonymous, you can give us a fake name. The toll-free number is 877-876-5227. That's in the U.S. And then Canada in U.S. is 888-815-9756. And then a direct line is 530-876-3222. It sounds like there's a caller on the line, so just hang on there for a few minutes, caller. As I said earlier, this is going to be a very fun show. I have an amazing guest, His name is Filippo Voltaggio, and I think he has a voice that makes you melt and has the friendliest personality that has you laughing. So we both encourage you to call in. Filippo is the creator and host of Life Changes with Filippo, which is our primary topic today. It's a TV and internet show. And Filippo's been in the entertainment sector for years. And gosh, from singing and performing in nightclubs, leading roles in regional theater, operas and plays. He's lecturing and interviewing. And he has a unique skill to not only entertain an audience, but work an audience and a guest. And he thrives on the spontaneity of live shows. He has been, the last 2 years, the host of a radio show called Filippo and the Chef, and which is centered on Italian food and cooking. And I think that show has spawned Filippo into other ways of living in his potential, and really bringing forth and sharing his amazing heart and his amazing voice and his unique skill to really see into people and bring their greatness out of them without them even knowing it. So I now introduce you to Mr. Filippo Voltaggio. Hello, Filippo.
Hello, Janet. What an introduction. Thank you so much. I'm glad you think I'm living in my potential.
Mm-hmm.
I feel I'm getting closer and closer every day.
I agree.
Okay.
And I see it, and I feel it, and you are on your way to, I think, another huge level of your potential and sharing your beauty and your greatness and all you have. You have so much to offer people.
I'm ready. Bring it on.
Yeah, and I saw you a week ago down in La Hambra and in your Italian best, I might say. And that, you know, hearing you sing and just observing this room full of people standing in ovation at the end of the show and watching them laugh and watching them cry and clap is just this natural, this natural organic way of having people feel heard and having people feel cared about. That's the experience that I had for myself, and I think that room full of people did too.
Well, thank you for saying that. You know, actually, first of all, thank you for coming to that show. It was so fun to see you there and have you there. We got to hang out a little bit, and that was fun. And then thank you for having me on the show today and for all the wonderful things you said. Wow, okay, now I have to live up to it. I felt, while I was hearing this introduction and I saw the email saying, you know, he's got a wonderful voice or something about melting, and I thought, me, I got to practice. I want to make sure that it sounds good on radio.
Well, sometimes I don't even hear what you say. I just go into a trance.
You know, it's interesting. I'm starting to own, like I know you teach and help people find themselves in many ways. I'm starting to own what people have said about me for a while. It's interesting. I would do shows, and I'd be so nervous before doing a show. And here I am. I'm singing these Italian songs, some of which I had learned ever since, you know, when I was a kid. And so I'm singing these songs, and I want to do it right, and I want to make sure the voice sounds perfect, and the show goes from one song to the next, and the stories that I tell all line up and everything. And, you know, and then afterwards, friends or family would come up to me and said, oh, I heard this lady in the bathroom say, you know, that was the best show I'd ever seen. And I'd think, what's that about? Haven't they ever seen a show? I mean, come on, it's just me and three musicians or me and five musicians back when it was that, and or just me and a piano player. How could this be the best show they've ever seen? And what you said, actually, and what you noted was what people were saying. It's they felt involved, they felt connected, they felt like I cared, and it was just my heart singing up there, and that's what they were listening to more than, you know, whether the song was perfect or whether the band was exactly on, or you know what I mean? And now I still care that the band is perfect and the song is exactly on and my voice is the best that it could be, but I recognize that there's something else happening, and it's been finding, or allowing rather, that something else to come through, and that's not me. That's, you know, my job is just to get there and, you know, be the best that I can be and then allow that something else to just work its way through me and to them.
Sure, and it's nice to have a structure and want things to line up. And what it what it looks like to me is that you allow the space for spontaneity. And in the spontaneity is when the something else comes through you, and that to me is more heartfelt than having all your ducks in a row.
You know, that reminds me. Growing up, I remember seeing you're Italian, so you know these because you've seen them in all the Italian living rooms, the room with the plastic on the furniture and you know, and the museum pieces all around. So I remember seeing Capo di Monte, which is something made in Italy and pottery, but it's more than pottery; it's fine artwork. But in any event, almost all Italians that I know have some of this stuff. And I remember going to an exhibition where they had some of the finest. And I remember saying to my dad at one point, it's like, they're all crooked, or they've all got flaws, or, you know, they're not even perfect. And why is this such a big deal? And my father's saying, that's just it. That's how you know that they're made by hand, and that's why they're worth so much, because somebody actually put their love and energy and art and handicraft into it. I thought, that's interesting. So, you know, in the beginning, I would strive for perfection in the show. And I still do. I still try and be the best that I could be. But when those moments happen that I could go for the funny, like something happens and, oh, this could be funny, let me just say, do you know what just happened up here just now? I mean, somebody, you know, and then we're human. Do you know what I mean? Then that's, to me, that's beautiful, actually.
People appreciate somebody else being human, because then they just become more comfortable being human themselves.
Yeah, I think we should all be comfortable being human. I think we're going to be that for a few more years.
Yeah, sure. Now, would it be okay if we brought in the caller? I think the caller's been waiting for a few minutes. And,
sure.
All right. Caller, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. What's your name?
My name is David. Or as Filippo knows, Davide.
Davide! Yeah. I thought I recognized
Davide.
That voice.
Yeah. Hi, Davide. How
Ciao.
Are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, actually. It's great to hear you.
Yeah, I just got back in town, and I just clicked on the email and saw this, and I had to tune in.
Well, thank you.
You're very welcome. I don't know if I'm supposed to ask a question or not, but as you know, I do have a little bit of I do have a question.
Sure.
It has to do with my father. As you know, Filippo, he's been in the hospital as of recently. He slipped into a coma, and he is now he's came out of it, and I got a chance to talk to him for a little bit, and he's very detached now from what's going on. He's kind of, I don't know if he's accepting himself into a death mode, or just accepting his life as it is. But I'm having my own kind of trying to figure out how to reconnect, and then he slipped back in. And I've been spending most of my time up in Northern California now, flying back and forth to try and be there as much as I can and do my responsibilities here as well. I don't know where to go with this. I don't really know what to ask, but I'm just trying to accept what is as it is, with the real strong possibility of my father passing. And and I know you well enough, and I know Janet as well, that you two might have some inspirational sayings or thoughts or something in this time, because I know you yourself have been through something similar.
Wow. Wow. Well, first of all, thank you for sharing this and so openly. Janet, I think it's more of a question for you, but let me ask a question. I mean, we can spend hours talking about this, but in the interest of time, where are you with this? Where are you with your relationship with him? And you don't have to get specific, but if he chooses to pass or if he chooses to stay in the state that he is in, you know, third dimensional issues aside, you know, costs and taking care of and all that stuff, are you at peace with where you are with him? I'll tell you why I'm asking this, because it sounded like you wanted to be able to connect with him. And I just wanted to say that if you connect with him on another dimension, as I feel, you know, on the soul level, whether he's in a coma, whether he's passed, or whether he's conscious and understands you, I know this is beyond the scope of the show, Janet, sorry, but...
No, it's perfect.
Talk about the beauty of life and being perfect, yes. So if you connect with him on that level, then everything is fine. And I'll share with you real quickly, and then I'll let you answer, but I think this might help. You said I've had similar experiences, and you're talking about my father, but what you don't know is I actually had a situation with my grandmother, and at one point she was on her way out, and her son, my uncle, was there, and her favorite son-in-law, my father, were there. And they have been with her all her life. She's known them all her life. But I went too, and there was the three of us. She did not recognize any of us. She did not look at any of us. She was really on her way out. And at one point, I don't know what made me do this. I was young and didn't know, but I looked up about 3 feet above her head, and I thanked her for being my grandmother, for being who she was my whole life. And I said, you know, whatever wasn't right was obviously meant to be. I love you. And if it's time for you to go and if you're ready to go, I say goodbye and thank you with love. And as soon as I finished that, she turned her face and her eyes looked directly at me and she smiled.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was gone. So, your father's soul knows if you talk to him on that level, whatever you need to do. So where do you feel you are with that?
I feel like I'm at a good space with whatever happens with my father. Hindsight, I had a very similar experience with my Sicilian great-grandmother where she was in a hospital when I was 18 years of age, and she asked me to get her out. When my father was conscious this time, he said, David, get me the hell out of here. Mm-hmm. And I feel as though now I'm in a paradigm where I need to do more. I need to I don't want to go against the doctors or my brothers, but it's... He's looking at me like before he passed into it again, like he doesn't want to, if he does want to pass, he doesn't want to pass there. And he wants me to get him the hell out. I am in a space where I will accept his passing. I feel connected with my father at a soul level. And I was the only one he told this to. And my brothers are having a hard time dealing with me and dealing with this. So I'm in a quandary.
You know,
well,
go on, please, Janet.
David, I think you feel like you're in a quandary based on the differences between you and your family in terms of dealing with this. And I heard you say earlier, I'm trying to accept what is, and I think that we have choice in every single moment of our lives, and that we have choice to choose again. And my question for you is, are you willing to accept what is best for your father?
I'm trying to, but I'm haunted by the the regret at 18 of not doing more, feeling too young to get my great-grandmother out of the hospital when she asked me the same thing, and she passed.
Well, it's not your job to do more. I mean, you've been who you've been, and what I'm getting is that your father requires to be accepted with whatever choice that he makes, and he's asking you for your help. And your acceptance of him is going to free him to the next step, whatever it is supposed to be with him. But when we're not in a place of acceptance, it's mostly because we don't trust, and we want to go back, and we want to do something different. And
so are you saying that I should just accept and trust in the process?
Say that again?
Am I hearing that I should just accept and trust in the process?
Yes.
I actually agree, and this plays really interestingly into what we're going to be talking about pretty soon here, which is Life Changes with Filippo. This is exactly the kind of show that I would love to have you spend a whole hour on with somebody that deals with people crossing over or deals with these kinds of issues, that has experience on a day in and day out basis that could help further. And David, you know, I know people that deal with that kind of stuff, and I would love to talk to you off the radio about some of these people and some other thoughts that I have. But to wrap this up, I agree with Janet about accepting what the process is and also allowing to not know what the process is.
Mm-hmm.
Just allow yourself to not know, but just trust that if you're in the moment, it is what it is, because if you had this issue with your great-grandmother and it's been haunting you, it might have come up again, so that this time you actually can do something and it's going to help heal that. On the other hand, your dad's process is your dad's process, and he not only created you, he created your other siblings. So he may be turning to ask you for help, but at the same time, he created these other people. And what is he saying to them, and what are they hearing in their heart or through their fears or what have you? So, you know, just short of going in the middle of the night and stealing him away without anybody knowing or something like that, which I can't see you doing, if you do everything that you know in your heart to try and convince your brothers or the powers that be or what have you that this is the right thing to do, without argument and without forcefulness, and say this is what is right in this moment, then if they see that, then and everything plays out like you think it should in this moment, then wonderful. And if they don't, if you've done what you can, then you need to allow it, because your dad might be saying something, but truly he's manifesting something else inside. So we really don't know, but it's you, and back to my question originally, which you answered so eloquently, is that you deciding that you know where you are, you're at peace with where you are and where he is, and if you can deal with all that, then whatever happens on this plane is just whatever happens on this plane. And please do call when you have a chance, and I'd love to talk to you, period. But, I mean, this was perfect as part of the show, because now we can lead into what we were going to talk about, which is the show, which is this. So thank you.
Perfect.
I love you, man.
I love you. I love you both, and thank you very much for your time. I really appreciate it, and I do look forward to talking with you soon, and you as well, Janet.
I look forward to it, too, David. Thank you so much.
Namaste.
Wow. See, this is the thing. This is, you know, we all need this. I mean, I know in my times in life, when there's a little bit of confusion, we turn to people that we love and respect, and we say, you know, how do you deal with this in this moment? I'm not seeing clearly. And that's why, you know, thank you for having the show. Thank you for having me on it. And that's why I feel compelled to having a show like Life Changes with Filippo, because look at that. You know, mm-hmm. this beautiful person who has so much to offer in life that at the moment is in this quandary, and it blocks all energy to be able to move forward. And how beautiful that he could be honest and give his real name and identify himself with us and with everybody, all your audience, and say, here I am, and I want to be real. I want to be conscious in this moment. Love it.
Yeah,
love it.
And I imagine that those who are listening have a new answer to probably the same question.
Yeah, that and many more.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's this thing about choice is when I'm on the fence, there's no movement because I'm just sitting on the fence and there's no backward movement or forward movement, and it's just kind of a stifling, and the energy is stuck, and so once I make a choice, yes or no, at least I'm unstucking the energy, and there is some movement and there's a sense of freedom. And it does require faith because there is an unknown and there is an uncertainty. So in respect to accepting what is, and it, you know, it's just making that choice to accept what is, and then suddenly there's a flow going on and something shifts.
Well, ironically, I loved what just happened for many reasons, because here's me needing to accept what is, because here's somebody who speaks from the heart and saying, my soul is aching at this moment and I'm having a quandary on so many levels. And here we are, we were laughing and joking about stuff, and that's what, you know, I love to do too, and that's what I was prepared for, and all of a sudden we're hit with this, and it's like, wow, well, this is the moment. This is the truth in this moment. And you know me, as a host, I like to interview people and ask them these kinds of questions, saying, what do you say we should do? It's not that I don't feel I have opinions. I certainly have my opinions. But I like to learn, and I like to help people see things through different eyes, because sometimes we look at things the same way. And I have always chosen to look at things many different ways. And people would say to me, you don't understand me. And I'd say, no, I understand you more than I think you, than you think I do. Because I'm actually trying to put myself in your shoes and see the situation through your shoes, because I want to do that.
Yes.
You know, where most people don't want to do that. I think that's what it feels to me. I want to
do
that.
In their shoes.
It's like, what if I saw this through their eyes? What would that look like?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, every once in a while, it's hard to do.
Sure.
If it's a little bit too close to home.
Yeah. And I remember that at one time you were interviewing this Italian accordionist.
Oh, exactly.
Is that how I say it? Accordionist.
Accordionist.
And, that interview somehow led you to doing Life Changes with Filippo, like, Life Changes with Filippo spawned from that moment, and I would love for you to share with us more about this experience.
Well, that's interesting.
The Italian accordionist.
Exactly, because it was kind of like a moment like this where my mouth just dropped. I mean, here, I went to an Italian festival. I was actually performing at the festival as well as a singer-entertainer, but I brought my equipment so that I could interview some of the other people that would be performing, and there's this Italian accordionist who is very well known within many circles, actually, and I was looking to interview him. He's a nice guy and a great performer, and I heard his interview just before I was about to give mine. So I listened to him talk about the kings and queens he had entertained for and all the TV shows that he had been on, and Johnny Carson, and blah, 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 and on and on and on, and all of that. So I knew pretty much what the interview was going to be like. It was very, you know, of course, my interviews are always different, but I knew it would be around that theme. So when it came to when the other interview was over, he turns to me and he says, okay. And with me, he said, let's go into my dressing room. So there was a group of us. We all went into his dressing room, and because outside they were about to start the tarantella. So the music was going, and it was...
Tarantella.
Yeah. So here's the music out going, and I'm in there, and, you know, we can hear it, and we're in his dressing room, and I said to him, so what's it like, I think this was my question, what's it like when you're up there playing and you're sharing your music with all these people all over the world? And I mean, of course, I know what it's like. I just wanted to have his take. And he starts in and says, well, Filippo, you know, the energy of love and God flows through me, and it comes through my fingers into the accordion, and it plays this music that is just vibration, and it hits the people, and they feel it in their hearts, and their frequencies raise, and that raising of the frequency comes right back to me, and it's this circle because we are the river of life. And I'm looking at him thinking, you know, Italian, many generations older than I meant, many generations, at least a few generations older than I am. Where is he getting all of this? And where is this coming from? And all I asked him is, you know, tell me, you know, talk to me about the tarantella, which is what kind of was the gist of it when you're doing the tarantella out there. I don't know. And he went on for about a half hour. I think I maybe asked a couple more questions, like, you know, and I kept, and listening to him. And about a half hour later, I just stopped and I said, thank you so much, and I'm so grateful for this interview. And tell me, please, how did you go into that from my question? And he said, Filippo, don't you know? And I said, no. He said, it's what you're really asking. It's the questions you have inside that I was just answering to. I feel your vibration. I feel what you care about. I thought, that's really interesting. And much like, you know, the shows when people would say, oh, it's the best show I've ever seen and all that stuff. And I'm thinking, what? There was no lighting. There was no dancing. There were no dancers. There was no, and I was disappointed. It's like, it was only three pieces. It's not a full orchestra. What's wrong with these people? And they were saying it was something they feel. So I started to get from celebrities and producers and directors and people that I would interview for the Filippo and the Chef show, started to get people saying, wow, this is the best interview I've ever had. And finally, I got the courage to ask this one producer, director from Italy, who had just won awards for his film, and it was all over China and Poland and Italy. And I said, excuse me, but I hear this a lot, and I don't understand it. I'm like really nervous trying to, you know, make sure I say the right things, ask the right questions, make it interesting. What is it that makes this the best interview you ever had? And he said, in Italian, I guess I'll say it in English. He said...
Oh, and then say it in Italian. Or say it in Italian first, and then English.
No, but he was like dumbfounded. He says, ma Filippo, davvero mi dici che non lo sai? Come mai? You know, he says, how is it possible that you really don't know? And I said, I really don't. He says, it's, you care. You care, you're not looking to stump me or looking for an angle, or he says, you're trying to help me bring things out of me that I didn't plan on talking about, and he says, I could have gone on for hours, I wanted to tell you everything. And so, like you said, I thought, wow, there's something that's not spoken here, but people are wanting to talk about, and that is what is truth to them. And they feel like they can share it, or that I bring it out of them somehow. And I thought, well, I know one thing for sure, that of course truth is relative, but there's so many things that are happening in the world and happening in our lives right now that people just are just now starting to talk about more and more, and it's beautiful to see. And I thought, well, let me be one of these people that brings more of this out, or I obviously already am. Let me officially step into the role.
Yeah, step in. Well, you do it so inconspicuously. You do. And do you know what your instrument is? So let's go back to the accordionist and how he says, there's God and love. It passes through me and through my fingertips onto the accordion, and that permeates out. So what is your instrument that you think?
The piccolo.
Thing? What?
The piccolo?
No.
Violin? I don't know. I give up.
Your voice.
My voice.
Those chords. Those vocal chords.
Yes, I'm getting it. I'm getting it. I'm listening. I'm listening already.
Yeah. And it's such a beautiful instrument. It's so unique that when you ask the questions, it is inconspicuous. So then people don't feel threatened. And they don't even know what's going on until all of a sudden they're spewing out all this magical words and thoughts in their heart, and then suddenly, they're surprising themselves as well.
Well, I have to say, I'm being surprised along the way, too, and it's quite enjoyable figuring some of this stuff out and playing with it, I have to say. I have to say. Well, because, I used to, in my long evolution of who I'm becoming or who I've always been but never wanted to look at, maybe, I used to work for one of the largest companies in the world as a junior manager. And I remember at one point being at my desk working early in the morning before anybody was there, and I didn't think anybody was in the office. And I would play around with people in the office and just enjoy, just do things differently. Look through different eyes. And mm-hmm. I found that, like you're saying, I could say things and people would enjoy me saying it no matter what I said, which I started to play with to see how true this was. And at one point, one of the secretaries walked by and evidently said hello. I honestly didn't hear her. And I was intent on my work and busy, and so she evidently did what she needed to do, came back around and said hello again, and I still didn't hear her and kept working. And she finally came up to me and she said, Filippo, am I invisible? And I thought that was funny, and I thought, well, let's go with this. And I looked at her straight in the eyes without batting an eyelash and said, no, you're not invisible. You're just insignificant. And I went back to my work. And I turned around to say, just to say, I'm sorry, I'm just kidding, but I didn't have to, because as I turned around, she was laughing. And that became her story for the day. Filippo said, you're not invisible, you're insignificant. And the whole office was laughing and thought that was the funniest thing. And it brought joy the rest of the day. It's like, how many people get to call somebody insignificant and bring joy? I'm thinking, wow, that's something.
It's all in the perception, but you have this nurturing, safe way of opening up a person's perception and not taking things personally.
Actually, yes, because, thank you. I think I'm starting to understand in that moment what she felt, was she was so significant, and she meant so much to me that I could say something like that to her and know that it would be not only all right, but actually like a love pat.
A little love pat. And as my mom has always said, those who make fun of you love you.
Well, that's a different story.
Well, so I want to talk about your mission statement of Life Changes with Filippo, and then I think it would be fun for everyone to hear the theme song, and we'll bring that in just a couple of minutes.
Yay!
But I know that the mission of this show is to influence one soul at a time, and you talk about that there's no political, social, economic revolution, and that the only one is that of spirit. It is the individual. And when millions of individuals change, then society will change as a consequence, which I absolutely agree with.
And I actually borrowed that phrase from Osho.
Yes.
He said it very eloquently.
Lassie says, you cannot change the society first and hope that individuals will change later on, because the individuals they make up the society. So the mission of Life Changes with Filippo is to influence one soul at a time. I know one wonderful way to influence one soul at a time is through music. And again, it's this energy and this rhythm, and like your vocal cords, which are very soothing. And a few weeks ago, I had Marco Missanito, a special guest on my show, the Italian composer,
yes,
in which we actually did hear your voice on a couple of his songs. You were doing some voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
And this song that we're going to play in a minute is called Just Believe. And one of the things I love to share is I'll see it when I believe it, rather than I'll believe it when I see it. You know, I got to get all the proof and the evidence, and then I'll believe it. It really is when I believe it, I'll see it. It'll show up. And I just want to make clear to our listeners who wrote the song. And so if you would just share that with us.
No, of course, actually. Marco had a beautiful piece of music called The Dolphin Song, and he shared it with me one day, and he said, I think this needs words, and I said, I think it does. And we also got together with another friend of ours, Barry Bruder, and what just came out of the three of us were these words, Just Believe, and the words you'll hear in a moment. So we decided to go into a studio and just record a demo version of it. And this is what you'll hear. And eventually, the updated version, which is coming soon, will be the theme song for the show Life Changes. So this is the preview of what's to come.
Great. And Don, if you would so graciously play us Just Believe.
If you just believe,
just believe.
mystery. If you only let it be, you can do magic if you just believe.
Okay.
We lost the caller.
Okay, maybe we did.
they got inspired by the song and off they went.
Yes, they're like,
that's all they needed. Good. That's what it's about.
Yeah, I have this sense of community. You know, and you know, this hundreds of people holding hands.
Mm-hmm.
It is a beautiful song. The music is powerful, and I'm looking forward to the new rendition.
Me too.
If it can get any better than it already is, but that's wonderful. And I want to invite the callers to call in, 877-876-5227, 888-815-9756, 530-876-3222, and all these numbers are on the webpage, bbsradio.com/siteforsound. And Filippo, we have like 7-8 minutes left, so I would love to hear more about the concept of life changes with Filippo, and we know that it spawned from this conversation with the Italian accordionist
Well, it was an evolution, but...
Yeah.
And still evolving, actually.
Yeah.
Still evolving, actually, because the show concept was to be a talk show like many out there right now on television. And what seems to be happening is as people are already hearing of it, and I don't know how, actually, but it's a beautiful thing, because I'm not one to toot my horn too much, although I'm told that I should be doing more of it, but evidently the angels are tooting in theirs for me.
Yeah.
Because I'm getting calls for all these conferences and all these red carpet events and all these seminars and fundraising events that people say, well, come and interview so-and-so is going to be there, and we want to capture that and make that part of Life Changes with Filippo. And so a couple of weeks ago, we were at the Conscious Life Film Festival, where we were invited for the award ceremony and got to meet all kinds of luminaries that are now in this conscious film genre, like Drew Harriet, the director of The Secret, and Mickey Willis of Elevate Films, and they're doing some amazing work. As a matter of fact, The Moses Code. Came out, and they're behind that, and I've got a whole list of things. The Opus is going to be premiering, which is pretty exciting, and I've actually already seen a screening of it, and can't wait to interview some of those people, and some of them I've already gotten from other events, like the Uganda Project fundraiser that I was just at a couple weeks ago.
I witnessed you that evening, which was beautiful.
You were, actually. You were. You were a big help. It's a lot of fun. And see how it... I mean, I don't have to say this to you, but see how people were just drawn to what we were doing and just wanted to share. I mean, the interviews could have gone on forever.
That's true. And then those people, I'm sure, are interviewed so often that they probably get tired of it, and they didn't seem in any way to be in that state of mind. They were laughing and joking around. And
yes, they were actually. And well, among those were Bob Proctor, who we know very well from The Secret, and of course Mark Victor Hansen from Chicken Soup for the Soul, and Debbie Ford, and all these wonderful people. I have to tell you, as much as I enjoyed those interviews, and I look forward to interviewing them again, because a couple of those are in the Opus, and et cetera, including Jack Canfield coming up in a couple weeks in Las Vegas.
Yay!
I really enjoyed an interview with Sasha, and he's a 13-year-old boy, and he's out there making a difference in the world one child at a time. And at his birthday party, he used it as a platform to show his young friends how they too can conserve and be environmentally conscious. And I don't remember exactly what they did, but something about, you know,
I think it was the T-shirts or something.
Well,
wasn't he spotting a T-shirt or?
No, he also designs T-shirts, right? Absolutely, with organic cotton and all that stuff from a part of the world where the people are actually being helped by the money coming in, and it's actually going to the people, not just the company. So, right. But at his birthday party, he was telling people not to use more than one napkin if they didn't need it, and not to waste the paper plates, and telling them, you know, not to bring too many toys, you don't need it. And I mean, it was just wonderful to see that. I very much enjoyed that. And that's the beauty of Life Changes with Filippo, because it's anything and everything that is life changing, soul changing, heart changing, and whether it's regular people doing extraordinary things, or I guess we're all regular people doing extraordinary
mm-hmm.
things in some
mm-hmm.
way or another if we really pick up the cause and do something with it. So,
and the truth is that change is always happening. It's constantly happening. It's evolution. And one note that I like to share as much as possible about change is that with change naturally comes discomfort, you know, in whatever level, but there is a level of discomfort and change. And I encourage people to ask themselves, okay, well, I want some kind of change in this area of my life, and knowing that there's some kind of discomfort, am I willing to go through that discomfort? Because that is the reason why most people don't make a change, because they don't want to be uncomfortable.
And it's how you look at the discomfort, too, that
yep.
that'll make a difference into how you actually go through it. And I, ironically, or probably not so ironic, and you mentioned something about change in the beginning of the show before I came on, but on my website, which actually is www.lifechangeswithfilippo, and Filippo is spelled Filippo.
I'll put that up on my page, too.
I'm sorry? It's on your page, too?
I'll put it up, yeah.
Oh, okay, perfect. And so I have the quote on the front page there. It says, "The one constant is change. It is our choice how we deal with it. Given the tools, we can make elegant choices." And that's an amalgamation of a lot of different things that I've heard and learned, and some of the things that I've come to on my own. But for some reason, those three phrases together have meant so much to me recently. I thought, that's where they need to go, prominently displayed on my website. So
mm-hmm.
there
mm-hmm.
it is.
And there it is. And you say the title itself, Life Changes with Filippo, has three different meanings. The first is that life constantly changes, and it implies one has to accept that and deal with it, because, yeah, we're not going to stop change. I mean,
mm-hmm.
The second meaning is that some changes are so big, they are life-changing, life-altering. And the third is quite literally life changes with Filippo Voltaggio. That is to say that the audience members' lives will change as he or she watches the show along with you, Filippo. And I'm sure that you are going through change, shifting, transformation as you continue to participate in
exactly.
this.
Exactly. We could
potential.
Almost add a fourth to that. The show will change as I change and as the life changes and the world changes. And you know, it's interesting. One of the beautiful things is that my opinions, my desires, my interests, my beliefs have changed throughout my life many times. And I used to look at that saying, well, you know, pick one and stick with it for the rest of your life, because otherwise, and I realized that that's not really how it works. And I accept the fact that right now this is what I believe, and there's a reason that I have to believe this right now. And anybody who is in the same place that I am, listening to me or watching me or whatever, it'll resonate with them, and they'll change along with me. I mean, they'll take that belief and use it. And then when we've used it, and if we're ready for another one, if there is to be another one, then we'll only be ready if we've accepted where we are right now. And that, that feels good. It's kind of like when you're a baby, you have to believe that your mom can kiss your boo-boo and make it better. Because the world is a little bit too big, you know, and you have to believe your parents can help, can do anything, because they're God. You gotta believe that.
We have a caller.
Oh, we do?
I think we have a caller. Hello, caller. Okay, all right, Filippo.
Dennis.
As I've said before, that we I could spend hours talking with you. We've got to go. You guys can find Filippo at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. I thank you so much for taking the time and sharing your beauty and greatness with all of us. And I thank Don and Seth at BBS Radio for creating this opportunity for me to be of service to others. And we'll see you soon on TV, Filippo.
Thank you, Janet, and thank you for having me on. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome.